From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft, the show about creativity. My name's Doug Dangler, I'll be your host. Have you ever watched TV shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway and thought that you could do the very same thing? Well, this weekend in Columbus, you'll have your opportunity if you attend the second annual Columbus Unscripted Improv Festival. I sat down with organizers Barbara Allen and Bill Sabo, who are part of the troupe See You Thursday, that it's bringing improv groups like the Annoyance Theater, the Angry Ladies of Comedy, and Pancakes on Sunday to Columbus for this festival.
This is a celebration of Columbus's improv. There are probably 20 teams that are live and performing at some level in Columbus. And so those will be sprinkled throughout the weekend, as well as a focus on Sunday. So a lot of representation from Ohio State, from other classes that have started and developed into teams. So you'll see some of those folks. There's some folks from Cleveland coming. And so there'll be different styles. So if you want to get sort of a sampling, a little taste of improv, you're going to see lots of different styles.
There's a lot of talent in this, you know, Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, all through Ohio, that, you know, hopefully we can be that connection, that professional connection for, you know, moving up the ladder. That would be an exciting thing to have happen here in Columbus.
And we offer classes throughout the year for students, or for children, high school students, those interested in beginning improv, and those for who are developing into a troupes. So Bill and I do that through Columbus Unscripted.
At Whetstone Rec Centers, where those are held, in collaboration with them, which is a great partnership, too.
Besides watching the performers, what else can people do during the festival? Are there other activities?
There are some workshops that if you're just a rote beginner, you certainly could pop in and get a lot out of the workshop.
Yes.
There are some that are with Susan Messing and Megan Johns that are a little bit more advanced that you might want to have some understanding of being on the stage.
I also think a big draw is Michael McCarthy is going to do a Q&A on Friday night at the Studio 35 Theater. That's going to look at stage comedy, at comedy writing, and I think that's going to be a big appeal for everybody.
Yeah, he actually is doing a two-part workshop.
Yeah.
Friday afternoon is part one, Saturday at noon is part two, and the goal is to go away with a saleable SNL-type sketch.
Working people to that,
you know, how to deal with it, how to, you know, and maybe more than one if time allows.
Yeah.
And if people are enrolled in that workshop, they also get the Q&A at Studio 35.
What's the history of Columbus Unscripted and See You Thursday?
Columbus Unscripted started about roughly 8 years ago as a small improv troupe that did games called Squishy. We changed our name 4 or 5 years ago to See You Thursday. Columbus Unscripted came about 2 years ago, the name, as a name for the festival that we held, the improv festival that we held. Right now, we're evolving into having Columbus Unscripted be the parent company of See You Thursday and the festival and education, training, classes.
Yeah, there's a really big growing movement of improv in Columbus. There's actually a pretty long history with people that have been doing it for many years and who have kind of spread out to other parts of the country in L.A. and folks that have been here and sort of dormant and who've kind of revitalized a lot of improv. For me, I got connected with Bill several years ago, and one of the draws that I particularly loved about what Columbus Unscripted was trying to do is keep that connection to professional improvisers in Chicago. So the idea that we train locally, perform locally, but we look to some of the leaders in the field to help us get better and be a professional level troupe. So that's sort of what runs through Columbus Unscripted. So really the idea of having the festival is to celebrate the local, regional, and national improvising scene so that all of those groups are represented, celebrated, able to connect, perform together, and learn from each other. So that's really what our goal is, I would say, and to really invite those that are interested in learning about improv to train with us and see that experience of being part of a professional connection to Chicago.
If you're at a See You Thursday show, and we get our inspiration from the Annoyance Theater in Chicago, that's their philosophy is do anything you want, and that's expletive deleted. Do whatever you want. And that's our style. We're freestyle, so you should expect to see protected comedy on the stage. Mm-hmm. We don't censor. We don't intentionally try to offend, but sometimes that happens. We don't intentionally try to go over the edge, but that happens as well. Our training is probably not traditional as far as what you would see in improv. We kind of believe that everybody should be able to do this. It should be in the spirit of play, yeah. Not in the spirit of rules, not in the spirit of some sort of structure that I'm better than you are. We should all just be able to play together, and if we like doing that, we should be able to continue to do that.
Yeah. It's definitely collaborative, and I think if I were telling someone to come to the festival, what they would expect is they're going to expect to see lots of different types of improv. We have about six or eight professional level workshops that are focused on different aspects of improv. So we have a troupe from Chicago looking at two-person performance level work. We have people from Chicago called Fire and Beer that would really appeal to a lot of the younger Ohio State troops that are looking, they're younger, they're playful, and they're a large ensemble. And we have Susan Messing, who does a lot of more advanced work. So we're trying to appeal to a lot of different levels. We're also having Michael McCarthy, who's an Ohio native, who is going to talk about comedy writing, sketch writing, and really helping people. There's a big growing movement with the 48-Hour Film Project and other writing groups in Columbus to have people have a professional level sketch ready to put out into the industry. So that's his focus. So I think if you come as a patron, you're going to laugh. You're definitely going to laugh. You're going to see great venues in Columbus like Shane's Dinner Theater, Studio 35. Is our neighbor over here down the street, the Wild Goose Creative. So you're going to see a lot of local people dedicated to letting the arts live.
Yeah,
so.
We play regularly at the yeah. Wild Goose Creative twice a month, and they've been very, very supportive at you know getting us going,
yes,
and letting us have a space to express ourselves.
Yeah. So I think that you'd see that for sure.
How did the two of you get involved in this, in improv?
Yeah.
What's your background in it? What made you turn your life to this?
The dark side.
Behavior.
Why are you doing this?
No,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Because in the early days of Saturday Night Live,
yeah.
And when I was going to college, I had well-meaning parents, friends, and relatives who said, "You know, that's great, but you really should try something where you have a salary,
oh, paycheck,
and, so yeah, cute. And a paycheck." So you know, once I did that and I paid my dues. I guess this is a midlife crisis that's safer than a Harley. Maybe, maybe not. I started by taking a class here with Carolyn Harding many years ago, and then branching out, I took a Second City Weekend workshop and in Chicago. And Megan Grano, a good friend of ours, is now in L.A., sent me towards the annoyance and said, "Go see my husband Michael," and that's where it all started. Mm-hmm. You know, in theater, and very, very influenced by them. It's a great bunch of people. That's how I got into it, and I'm having a blast doing it.
Yeah, so far so good. For me, I was in high school, and in a year long ago, not too long, pretty long ago, the Burpee Seedy from Denison University came to our high school and performed, and I was hooked immediately. And it was only about, it was probably 6 or 8 years earlier when Steve Carell had graduated from Denison. So, you know, he's pretty close with that. I was able to spend a time in high school with Burpee Seedy out at Denison, and it was really life-changing for me. And really, I just probably saw a Second City show for like every year. You know, I tried to get to see a show. So I was an observer for a long time. And then in the late 90s, became a performer again, taking intensives where I was at Second City in Cleveland. So I drove up with a lot of friends. But I reconnected several years ago with Bill, and I was really impressed with this professional connection, because getting better is always important to me. So the aspect on growing and keeping connected to a professional level was really important to me. So we have fun.
What are your two most memorable sketches or kinds of things that you participated in that you like to reminisce about, you tell people about? And why? Because those might be why you're still around. What are the...
My story is a... It's not only memorable, it was extremely scary. I had been very, very... not long into improv here in Columbus and when we went to Chicago. And we went to the Annoyance Theater and we were watching one of their productions. After that production, they had a little show called Crickets, which was a free-form, scenic blackout, the style that we do now. And Mick Napier, who's the director of the Annoyance, came out after the first show and asked me if I would like to come up and perform on the stage. And I was deathly afraid to do that, but I wasn't going to pass up the opportunity. And doing that, I think, anchored me into, you know, I can do this, and I can fail at it, and I can succeed at it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's kind of where we are. Yeah. That's kind of what got me going. And Megan Grano, who was, you know, very, very kind and said a lot of things. And after that, there have been many sketches that have been great and you feel really good. And there have been quite a few where you say, why did I do that? And will I ever go back up there again?
It's always fun when your mom comes to one of your shows and you're using After Five language and your parents are in the front row, but you're like, oh, that's okay. But for me, what is really, really important about improv is if you're having a good time and you're playing and you're collaborating and you're in an ensemble with the team members committed to what you're doing, you don't really remember the scenes. You're so in the moment, the present moment, that you come off stage and go, what happened, you know? But we had fun.
Yeah, there's actually a scientific reason for that. They tell me that when you're in that kind of a scene, you're in your right brain. And that's not necessarily where your memory is activated. So when you're in that right brain creative mode, you end up coming off stage and saying, what did I just do? I don't remember what happened. That's a great feeling. It really is a good feeling.
And one of the things we do in the spirit of what Bill just mentioned about being supported by Mick Napier in Chicago is that we create a space similar to many theaters in Chicago to invite anyone interested into being in a safe stage environment. So we have like an all play at the end. So we have lots of improvisers who maybe don't have a theater currently or a troupe who line up on the wall, as they say, for our open set at the end. So it's really terrific to be able to say, come on up and play somewhere where you're safe and you're going to be supported. And then at the end, we always try to highlight their troupe or their availability to be in a troupe, because we really want to celebrate everybody who's... Because there's so few artists in the world, why would you put anyone down? Why wouldn't you celebrate any artist
And for me, it's paying it forward. It's you know, that opportunity to be on the Annoyance stage, which was kind of one of those dreams come true. And there you are. So why not give somebody else that opportunity as we go forward?
Yeah.
More information about the Columbus Unscripted Festival is available at www.craftheshow.com. Till next time, this is Doug Dangler. Be creative.